With only a few days before the election, presidential candidates Donald Trump and Joe Biden are on the offensive. Hear why each campaign is releasing new negative attack ads that blast voters directly. And later, if you're not headed to the polls this election day, there's still time to vote by mail. We'll walk you through how to properly fill out your mail-in ballot like we're your goddamn kindergarten teacher. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. Listening to political advertisements is a critical part of our free and democratic process, and hopefully that goes for whatever ads are about to play right now, too. Back in a moment. Attack ads. They've become as synonymous with our democratic process as the act of voting itself, and with only a few days to go before the 2020 election, the mudslinging between the two presidential candidates has taken on a new and even more ferocious tone. OPR Chief Election Correspondent Rebecca Neal joins us now to discuss some of the latest campaign ads that will be plaguing your televisions until Election Day. Hello, Rebecca.
Hi, Leslie. As the election enters the home stretch, the campaigns of both President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden are shifting their ad strategies from attacking each other to negative ads that directly blast voters themselves. Let's take a listen to one of the ads that's now playing nationally.
You've seen what's happened to this country over the past 4 years. And now you're getting another chance to make things right, like you deserve it. Hopefully you don't mess it up like last time. This November, let's try it again, shall we? And this time, try not to screw it up.
Wow, well, that certainly sends a strong message to voters from the Biden campaign.
That one was actually from the Trump campaign, Leslie. Here's one recently released by the Biden campaign.
How many second chances are we supposed to give, you stupid fucking fucks? On November 3rd, cast your vote and just try not to cut your limp little dicks off in the process. Fucking dumbasses.
Interesting strategy, but this close to the election, you have to assume most voters know who they're going to vote for and already can't stand themselves. Are these big national ad spends really worth it?
Well, that might be true for a majority of the country, but with some highly contested battleground states still up for grabs, neither campaign wants to give up a chance to let voters know just how unbearably brain-dead they find them. Let's take a listen to another Biden ad that's specifically blasting voters in the key swing state of Pennsylvania.
President Trump promised to bring back jobs, and you believed him? What is wrong with you? Pennsylvania is completely screwed. Anyone smarter than you would have moved away by now. Oh, there aren't going to be any new jobs. You have some of the worst nature in America, and your accents make you sound like stupid assholes. Also, the Phillies suck.
And not to be outdone, a similar message from the Trump campaign in response.
Look at you, driving around in your massive ugly cars to your huge shitty houses. You actually think you're good for this country. You're nothing but a waste of time and resources, and we'd all be better off if you were dead. And don't think you can go crawling to my opponent, because he hates you just as much as I do. There's nothing worse than an American voter.
Good points on both sides, but recent polls have shown that most voters tend to view negative campaign ads that directly call them an asset unfavorably, so I'm still a bit skeptical. How are average everyday Americans responding?
Well, that's a great question, Leslie. I spoke to Richard Ogletree, a mechanic from Detroit, and asked how he felt about being called a dim-witted donkey fucker by the men running for president, and here's what he had to say.
When I first heard those ads saying that my family members and I wouldn't know a good vote from our own assholes, I was upset. But then I realized, I am honestly too stupid to understand those ads that have policies and whatnot. I don't even really understand the stakes of elections or how any of this works. Those ads are right. I should go fuck myself.
Interesting. So who do you think you'll vote for?
Well, the Biden ad said I was an unhinged lunatic, and the Trump ad called me a loser, so I'm still undecided.
Well, at least he has his mind made up on the important issues.
And one recent poll suggests that the campaign's gamble to insult Americans to their stupid fucking faces might be paying off, as we could see record turnout this election due to voters' sheer self-hatred.
That is good news. Voting is the most important thing after all, even if you do have shit for brains. Thanks, Rebecca. That's OPR's Rebecca Neal. Back in a moment.
In 2007... TV network CBS dropped 40 kids in the middle of the New Mexico desert as part of a brand new reality show. These kids would have to build their own society from scratch. And if this sounds like Lord of the Flies to you, well, it was meant to.
We were on this mission together, and we were going to prove to the world that we could make a better society than adults could.
I'm Josh Gwynn, and I want to know what this wild TV experiment was really about. Split Screen, Kid Nation, a 6-part podcast from CBC. Available now.
Well, folks, I'm starting to think a lot of those ads might have a point, because so many of you have already screwed up your mail-in ballots that now we have to close out the show with a special segment. As part of OPR's voting initiative, we're going to take some time today to walk you morons through a very simple part of the democratic process and show you how to properly fill out your ballot, just in case any of you are too fucking stupid to figure it out yourselves. I'm joined by Wayne Paxton, a researcher from the National Vote at Home Institute, who's going to help show you the ropes, assuming you can stay awake. Hello, Wayne.
Hi, Leslie. Thanks for having me.
Now, Wayne, I'm sorry to be wasting your time with something as simple as filling out a mail-in ballot.
Well, the absentee voting process is actually a bit more complicated than you think, and that's a big part of the problem. So let's just walk your listeners through filling out a ballot.
Okay, step one, put on your thinking caps, dum-dums.
So, we have our ballot here.
You skipped the part where you told them to open the envelope, Wayne. Idiots.
Well, they should open it with a delicate touch to avoid tearing through the return envelope.
That's the one you mail back if you're having trouble keeping up.
Now, this is important. Using only either a blue or black pen.
What about a hot pink Sharpie?
No, just a blue or black pen.
But I always use my hot pink Sharpie.
Well, if you do, your vote will not be counted.
Fine.
Okay, now using only a blue or black pen, carefully fill in the oval next to the candidate or candidates you wish to vote for. And if it only says to vote for one candidate, it's very important that you only fill in one oval.
Oh, shit, I thought it was the other way around.
The other way around?
Yeah, I thought it was like filling in the bubble was the same as crossing out their names, so I filled them all in, then just made a big circle around the name of the person I wanted to vote for. Damn, I'll just start over.
What? No.
No, it's fine. This one was all filled out in pink anyway. I'll just grab another one.
All right, let's move on to propositions. Now, this is where things get a little tricky because they're often phrased in a way that make you want to agree. But it's important to do your own research before deciding yes or no.
Okay, but what if you don't want certain parts of the proposition and want to write in your own improvements? Because personally, I don't think Uber drivers should be employees. I think they should all be CEOs.
Listeners will want to avoid doing that, as it is also very much not allowed.
Ah, shit. Well, third time's the charm, I guess.
Leslie, where are you getting these extra ballots?
Oh, I've just been grabbing them out of my neighbor's mailboxes.
What?
It's okay, though. They weren't going to vote anyway.
What?
Oh, man. I should write that my name is like Ben Dover on this one or something. Oh, man. That would be hilarious.
Leslie, I think you may have just committed voter fraud.
What are you talking about?
To anyone listening, do not do any of the things this man has done, as they will not only disqualify your vote, but many are also definitely a crime.
What? No, I've got priors. Uh-uh. There is no way I am going to jail. Not again. Not again. They'll never take me alive.
I honestly don't remember what the name of the show is, but you probably shouldn't be listening to it. Anyway, it's over now. Goodbye.